apparently there's something they put around the belly, and with that around his belly and all that, it wouldn't fit through. And it's not his belly, it's a contraption they put around it, and then not being able to get it through.
Okay. So what do we do now? I mean, he's getting weaker and weaker. He can't even stand up on his own anymore.
Back up.
Well, maybe take you to a new hospital where somebody will actually pay attention and will actually do it right. And the communication sucks here.
How's that?
Because I've seen these three times. I've called down, and they've changed. The nurse tells me she's changed orders for him from NPO. Called down, and they don't have it.
Yeah, because
and then you ask, well, what was his blood pressure? Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I can find it. What is that?
It's out on the computer.
Yeah.
Then 113, 125 yesterday. I saw one written of 90-something, and I was like, I don't believe that.
Yeah, they've been doing that. As long, if he's laying on his right side, that's what they come up at.
And his pulse is good. ATLS tells you if you feel a pulse, it's 80 or above. Systolic. And his is down there, so he's fine in that. So his pulse pressures are good. His bilirubin went up higher. His liver enzymes are a little worse. Dr. Schoen talked to you yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, still, we need to, we'll see what the Doppler of the liver showed. We still need to have some way to evaluate this common bile duct, and we'll see what Dr. Schoen has to say. I would have gone ahead with a CAT scan, but at least to get an idea.
They said they wouldn't. Did they not say they did the CAT scan?
No, they did not.
They didn't do the MRI.
They didn't do the MRI. They did the Doppler, the ultrasound. But we were hoping they could get the MRI, but if they can't do that, we're going to have to do something else, i.e. CAT scan.
So can we get that scheduled today?
Because I need to look. Either that or the only reason I'd hesitate is to see if Dr. Schoen felt like, well, I better just go for something instead of. He also stop the hydrolysate. Mm-hmm. That would be nice if that were the cause. I'm afraid it's not going to be, because it has a lupus type side effect which can affect the liver, but I don't think that's it.
Well, he's to the point, he's starting to scratch. He's starting to itch.
Yeah, that's what they tell us. She told me that.
Even when he sleeps, he sits there and just scratches.
Which goes along with the liver stuff. You know why? What's causing the itch? Do you hurt down here?
Yeah.
But you don't hurt down here? Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, it hurt if his liver was infected, but it hurt if he got stones. The ammonia's going up too. That's his chest.
Yeah. Huh?
I bet it's the ammonia. That's his hepatic encephalopathy. The ammonia's up. Of course, he hadn't pooped. I could fix that with what I treat the ammonia, lactulose.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh,
the ultrasound girl. Well, of course, the treatment for hepatic vein thrombosis is something you don't like. Pepper. Lots of it.
Last time he was on heparin, they ended up having to give him blood.
I know. That's why I said that. That's why I knew he liked it so well.
Yeah.
But that's what the ultrasound was to show. But
what else can we do? I mean, what else?
Any RCP?
Are we waiting on him to call us back and let us know if he can do that?
He'll be back. He'll be here today, but I'm afraid it's going to be too late. If he comes in the afternoon. Sometimes he comes over at lunchtime. I was kind of hoping he'd make that lunchtime stop.
We need to get this done as soon as possible. He's been suffering for almost 2 weeks now.
I know.
And it's getting worse and worse.
Yes, it is.
Suddenly starting to snowball. Is he supposed to have the, you call them salted bananas up there, the sodium and potassium all the time?
Unless we see it get out of range, it would be potent. And your liver, when you have acute liver disease, you're going to have some hyponatremia, so a lot of normal sodium. Plus, not knowing how much you can take in and eat and drink. We're able to eat and drink enough, and I felt like he wouldn't be dehydrated. And he's in the, it's a low rate, 75 is not much.
He can't even stay awake.
Well, I'd be mad at Dan before the MRCP.
He was like this yesterday.
Yeah, probably ammonia. The last time I checked, it was 42. Which, that's not too bad, but the lower the better.
And it's,
I mean, you and me, I hope it's zero.
Yeah, I would hope.
But at 42, that's a little high, but I mean, the highest I ever saw was 900. He was in a coma.
Yeah.
He had an autoimmune hepatic failure, waiting for a liver transplant. Which, like lupus, I mean, it can do it, but it would affect everything, not just the liver. He's acting like encephalopathic. So I think I'm going to go ahead and give him some lactulose. Lactulose is a hyperosmotic. I'm going to tell you, because she's here, and I'm going to explain to her how it works. Because this would be one of my pimpy questions. But there's others. Lactulose. Ammonia is produced by bugs in the intestine. The liver can normally clear that, but if the liver is not functioning properly, it can't clear that. So the way we treat it is sometimes an antibiotic to kill off the bugs in the intestine that make it as a byproduct. The way it gets out of the intestine is NH3 as ammonia freely permeates through tissue. So it can go out of the intestine freely and up into the brain, blah, blah, blah. Lactulose. Lactulose acts as a donor of a hydrogen ion. So you turn from an NH3 to an NH4, which can act. So it's trapped, but it's a lactate. So the more constipated you are, the worse your function is. He's been constipated, so this may be a good thing for him anyhow. And we
better get a couple of brawny guys up here because I can't help it.
We have 45 mls every 4 hours until he starts going to the bathroom, and then we start backing off. So that's how you start it. And the most common reason that people don't want to take it is because they get tired of going to the bathroom so much. But we try to go to the lowest dose that we can maintain the ammonia levels and make them clearer. But he's even more out of it since yesterday. So I'm going to give you some medicine to try to clear your brains up and make you crap. Jeez. Probably make you go to the bathroom. Probably a good thing. Because the more constipated you are, the worse. People who have hepatic encephalopathy, they get constipated, it's the worst thing in the world. They just get backs up. You can't, they don't get rid of it. So it's just another source of it. But I think that'll help his meditation. But the reason, I mean, the fact that he is so tender right in there, I just cannot get these stones out of my mind.
Well, the fact that he's getting more and more and more tender where he's feeling. Because he wasn't in pain when he came in.
Yeah. Well, unless I punch that right spot. That's
hard to hurt. That's not really kind of good. Now you just look at it wrong and it hurts.
You don't hurt up here?
No.
Okay. So it's just right in there. And it's pretty focused right in the right spot, too. But it's over the pancreas. I mean, he's got a little pancreatitis, but that's still going to help him feel that it's got something to do with the stomach, too. I could be wrong. It doesn't make sense that it wouldn't be. If it were pain from hepatitis, the whole belly ought to hurt because the liver's big. And he should hurt all over. And he's not.
Let's do
something. Yeah, we'll do something.
Okay.
You say after I eat.
Oh, I
gotta eat.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
They just haven't brought the tray yet, Paul. If that might drop the ammonia level, but what else would it do? I mean, would it help him in any other way?
It's just going to help his bowels and feel better that way, his ammonia level and his meditation. But if it's stone, if that's what it is, I still don't know what's causing the blockage of hands. If it's medication, everything that it possibly could be has been stopped. So it's not a medication. I know that. The question is, what? You know, the other thing is, the hepatitis panel, did you ever draw one of those?
But that's, as far as I know, that.
Well, the reason I say that is
that
recent blood transfusions. Recent blood transfusions, hepatitis B. Wouldn't be a C on the onset that quick. But
well, he just had two units of blood last time he was sitting there.
That's what I was thinking.
Then he was saying before, he said, there, so after he started.
Well, that stuff is tested, but Hep C can slip through. Hep C gets through pretty good. B and A are caught.
Yeah, I thought that's what they did was the whole panel to see, to check any kind of disorders or anything in the blood.
Well, let's get the lactulose. I'll just see what Dr. Schoen suggests, but otherwise I would go with a CAT scan.
Well, if they can't do the CAT scan, that would be
a lot. They can do the CAT scan. Yeah, they don't have to put a thing on over the belly for the CAT scan.
Did we have one? Didn't they just have, wasn't he just supposed to have one? With the, because they said three tests, right?
Well, they did not do the CT.
I mean,
it was
today.
Just the MRCP and the Doppler.
The transport guy said all three of them plus the CT was scheduled.
Oh, I don't know. I can see about that one. I
remember we said they canceled the CT the other day.
No, I don't know about the CT. Just the MRCP and the Doppler was all I was aware of. I was going to do the CAT scan, but then Dr. Jones said your money tests are the ones that will give us the answer. One of them.
Let's do what? What was he wanting to do? He wants to do the
MRCP index, Doppler's. The CT would have shown the stones, or just shown me if anything else was going on with the liver too. But the MRCP was to look for any kind of object obstructions, stones or pancreatic lesions. You know, that's how I've diagnosed.
That's what, Paul?
Well, we want it to be something I can fix too, but I want to know what it is.
I mean, it's the test. That's the one test we can't do.
Oh, the one test. Well, we'll get to the answer one way or the other, because the scope will do that too.
So if you can get a hold of him, can we get that done tonight? I mean, can we kind of? I know he's busy. He has other patients and everything. But
yeah, I know.
But that, you know, he's the only one I've got.
I know what you mean.
Something needs to be done quick.
Can you hold off eating for a little bit more? So I can go ahead and do the CAT scan? If I can get it done quickly. Well, because they'll say, oh, he ate, you can't.
He wouldn't lie.
No, they said something about putting this thing over his belly and he was too big to go through that.
Oh, that's not scary. That's a lot more difficult. Anyway. How about the ultrasound?
They've done it. I've got results.
Too big? I've seen much bigger ones than that.
I have too. That's what I didn't understand. I was like,
he said it was hurting you too bad. When they put it on, it hurts you. That makes more sense that it was hurting him, too uncomfortable to go through.
That's definitely okay. That would just be fine.
It only hurts in that one spot there.
Liver is still pretty big. So. Well, your liver enzymes look a little worse today. They're still going up. We'll see what the ultrasound shows, and then we'll have to go from there. They stopped the hydrolysis, and he got his nighttime dose at 6 o'clock yesterday evening, about 2 minutes before I told them to stop it. So, well, it takes a day or two anywhere to get out the system, so if you're going to see any response, it'll probably be Sunday. So what we'll do is we'll just wait and see what he does through the weekend. If he's no better, the options would be to do the biopsy.
I'd rather go ahead and move forward.
There's no point in moving forward. It's not going to speed things up. Nothing's going to reverse the liver quickly. It takes time. So getting a liver biopsy now, is that going to change anything? The answer is no. There's really nothing we're going to do different at this point in time, unless there's something really bad like a malignancy, in which case there's not much to do anyway. So really what we have to do is deal with a patient. And the most likely thing to me is the hydralazine. I still think that's quite a good possibility. The next possibility would be a blockage of the stones, but that wouldn't cause the liver to get big. That would be very unusual to have a big liver for that. So I'm still thinking this is the most likely of the right. And the only thing that gets that better is time. But can I promise that things are going to go well? I can't. But at the moment, his liver is still working fairly well. His proton's still up. But there's not a lot that we can do. We're looking for the few things that we can reverse. The one is that ultrasound with the blood TR. If that's the case, there's a couple of things you can do, but they can't be done yet. You have to go elsewhere. I'm not on call this weekend. I'm not working next week, but Dr. Sweeney, who's my partner, he'll see him tomorrow, and we'll keep an eye on him. Okay?
I'm not leaving.
That's fine.
I'm here through Friday. Don't
expect you to leave, but
I'm going to give you some lactose.
The likelihood of me finding something simple that we can fix is very small, except just holding the medication. That's been started already. Okay?
Okay. He said something about giving him...
A little lactobus and sleep stuff to get his bowels moving. That might clear his mind a little bit, too.
Okay. So that could that possibly relieve some of the pressure he's under?
I don't think so. I think what he's feeling is the distension of the capsule of the liver because it's swollen pretty quickly. Usually people don't feel the liver at all. It's actually very unusual to feel any pain from the liver. The only exception if you get sudden swelling and it's distension, that's when it hurts. And I think that's what's happened with him, that it's swollen quite a bit very quickly, and that's why it's uncomfortable. Okay.
I know. When we came in here, he had no pain. Now he's got pain. Lots of it. Well, not lots of it, but it still hurts him pretty bad.
So I'm
sitting here watching it get worse. I'm calling somebody to do something.
There's not a lot you can do with the liver. I have to warn you. The liver is one of those things that there's not much we can do. And there isn't... The only thing you can do for a liver that fails is a transplant. And I don't think they would transplant him at this point in time. He wouldn't survive a transplant. So... We've just got to take it one day at a time and see what we can do. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.